Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll may I ride on the way.
Hello?
You're live, Adam, and the music stops.
Welcome to the show, everyone. It's Tuesday. It is June the 13th. Right? Yes, June the 13th. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Ida.
How are you doing tonight?
Good, good, good. We're having a course, everything like that. A lot of just previously.
You having a what?
A course.
Oh, a course. Okay,
yeah, for mission.
Right.
I know she's there, but, eh?
Yes, she is. But she asked that we go on without her for the first 15 minutes of the show.
No, I'm going to be live for the first 15 minutes.
All right, Dr. Lolly. Is Rod there?
Okay. Yes. Hello, Canada.
Hello, Mr. Lolly, right?
Okay, is Rod with us?
Yep.
Hey, hi, Mr. Rod, how are you?
Okay. Can I have you on mine, too?
Yep.
Okay, you're live, Dr. Lolly.
Dr. Rosiana Lolly, I'm a scholar in residence at the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education in New York City at the famous Teachers College in the heart of Columbia University. Welcome to Tuesday Health Talk Radio, where we're talking about your environment. The big question is your environment making you sick? And the answer that we have found is that people are getting sick with diabetes, heart disease, seizures, asthma, autism, Alzheimer's, and the evidence is overwhelmingly pointing to the high levels of air and radiation in their homes. We've spent 10 years now looking at this problem and looking for solutions, and we are grateful to the are living in the United States where the government has made a vested interest in research, and the EPA has said, in fact, our houses are making us sick. In fact, 6 out of 10 houses are too toxic to live in because of air and radiation poisoning. So the question is, I thank everybody for tuning in tonight to hear what we got to say. It has been an awesome week in Washington, D.C., where we trained our second group of medical doctors in the environmental physics, health physics skills to be able to evaluate homes for research that is forthcoming in our nation's capital and across the United States. As we know, the Center for Disease Control is promoting healthy, smart homes. They're telling everybody, yes, you need to reduce your exposure to chemicals. You need to reduce your exposure to radiation. So I just happen to have a paramedic in studio with me tonight. And her name is Miss Doreen. And I'm just going to ask her to have just a couple words of reflection about the class, what you thought about it. And if she thinks that the skills, that this whole notion of your house making you sick has any relevance. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the studio, Ms. Doreen.
Hello, everyone, and Dr. Lolly, thank you for the opportunity, and even more so, thank you for coming and providing us with this awesome, awesome training. As a paramedic, I can say that, you know, that I get to go into individuals' homes. And with this newfound skill, it just added a totally new dimension to what I need to be more observant of and sharing with individuals, not knowing why they're sick. We come in and we take care of them, but now that we have something else that we need to look at, and it's just awesome. It was just absolutely awesome. I'm excited about it. And, again, I just can't can't thank Dr. Lally enough for the opportunity.
Thank you. And we have also in studio with us a medical doctor who is an intensivist, internal medicine, emergency room doctor. She is just phenomenal. One of my healthcare practitioners, Dr. Fontaine, and they were auditing the class to give us some sense of direction. Number one, to see if we were really if we were really on course. Was the information we were imparting relevant for the healthcare community, from doctors to nurses to other allied health professionals? And should we move forward? They were auditing to give us a yes or no. Dr. Fontaine, what was your response?
Thank you so much for having me on tonight, Dr. Lally. Thank you so much for the opportunity to have this training. It was eye-opening for me. It made me realize that there are so many problems, and you can see, you know, when people go into their houses and it involves so much, it involves from, you know, the water, the electricity, the pipes, the locations of everything. It was an excellent training. She did a wonderful job. And, you know, I just can't express how much that I was able to see how houses are making people sick and their environments are making them sick with all of these diseases. Just the training in and of itself was eye-opening. And I appreciate the opportunity that she gave myself and Dr. Yarbrough to sit in on the class.
These ladies are really outstanding. I value their opinion because they're highly respected in the nation's capital for what they do. They've been in practice for over 30 years. And the expertise that they bring in helping us to be evaluated, to move forward, gives credence and credibility to this whole program. They are part of, I call it, the Elite 12, the charter members that are pushing us, that's giving validity as we envision, as we begin to position this for therapeutic spaces and doctors creating therapeutic houses for patients. It's phenomenal. Just what we saw. We saw compasses when we put them on beds that would not turn north. It was amazing how when we put the participants on that bed, how weak they got and how their organs lost energy. They were able to see how people are having renal failure and their kidneys are going out. They were able to see how Alzheimer's, potential environmental issues and injuries and toxins, and how, especially electromagnetic frequency, how it has the potential to cause Alzheimer's and dementia. That was wild, Dr. Fontaine, when we put that compass on the bed. Three compasses on a bed, and none of them would turn north. That blew your mind, didn't it?
It really did. It
was amazing. Elaborate on that a little bit.
It was amazing because we put the compass on the head of the bed, the foot of the bed, and the middle of the bed, and the compasses all were facing different directions, and none of them would turn north. And when we were able to see that, well, and we knew where north was because we obtained that information prior to putting the compass on the bed, and there was an electrical circuit at the head of the bed at the wall. And then she had someone lay down and on the bed, and we could see how they were immediately made weak by sleeping in this bed. And then we also looked at their kidney meridian and, you know, touched on the area where the kidneys are, and it was very weak, you know. So it showed how this the electrical current in the room was affecting the kidneys, and it was just amazing to see this, to get this information from this training. It was just awesome.
So, Dr. Fontaine, you are talking to, I call them my elite family in Canada and in South Carolina and North Carolina and Pittsburgh, from Los Angeles. we have people who have supported me now for a whole decade that have strengthened me to move forward, and I am just so appreciative. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to, I'm going to let you dialogue and reflect on this, because we were in the middle of just a little bit of training, and we had a delay, and now we are going to go back and finish, and I do apologize that the day got crazy and the delay pushed right into the radio show. So I want you to know we're working hard. We're working hard. And we are at the cusp of getting grants to birth this industry so that we can train doctors, Dr. Fontaine and Dr. Yarbrough. We're the first medical doctors to receive a scholarship to take this training. We hope to be able to train many more doctors, many more nurses, because of the generous contributions of all of you. Because when you buy technology, we see to move this forward. We are creating the industry. We are creating the vision. We are creating a force and a resource to sustain our great nations around the world. You know, we bless God for America, and we bless God for Canada. And I thank God for all the farmers that's on the line tonight, because this technology is doing amazing things. Rod, I want you to take over and tell them about the amazing work you're doing with these head lakes in Canada and how the nano was able, the technology was able to sustain that pH. I may not be able to be the pH of the lake, your research and what you found out. And if anyone else has any testimonials, please share. I'm going to try to be back on at the end of the show, but I thank you for your time. And all of you have amazing testimonies. So this is Dr. Lally. I'm on standby here, just getting this finished up, this training. It was supposed to be, it's exciting. Exciting things are happening. So I'll be on standby and listening in as you are sharing. Anyone have any testimony to share? Go ahead, Rod.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. And yes, I'm up here in Quebec, Canada, in the Laurentian Mountains, just north of Montreal. And I happen to be situated on a freshwater lake. It's a head lake, meaning that it's the first lake in a chain. And what we did last year, actually about 11 months ago, is we put some of Dr. Lally's technology in the lake, and we left it for the winter months when the ice would be frozen. And our objective was to raise the pH and see what effect it would have on the wildlife in the lake. And at the same time, what's choking many lakes, not just in Quebec or Canada, but also I would say the U.S. would be affected, is a vine that grows in the lake. It will choke the lake, and it's from Asia. And, you know, just one leaf, if it gets into a new lake, it will spread like wildfire. So we're at the point where the temperature of the lake is increasing because of the warmer weather, finally. And so we're going to discover in a short period of time what the vegetation growth will be. But just to give you an indication, I measured the pH balance 2 days ago, and that pH was up at 8.28. So that's a very good sign. And, you know, the harmonic that are in the lake, in other words, Dr. A's technology, will probably expire in about a month. It's time. So we're just really at the cusp where we're going to discover lots of things. But I know my colleague from Drummondville, Quebec, Mario, is on the line. And if Dr. A is saying that there are farmers on the line, I would invite Mario to provide some comments on his findings in after harmonizing a farm very close to him. Mario, are you there? Hello? I guess he's not there. But
I'm listening in. I'm in the middle of finishing up my phone. But he's awesome.
Yeah, I'm there, Rod. I'm there.
Okay. Mario.
I am there. Yes.
Please tell everybody what you found at the, I guess, one of Eastern Canada's largest dairy farms.
Yeah, that was we started this in 2013 when we had this formation in Quebec, Canada. And this farm has about 500 heads, about 600 cows being milked three times a day. And of course, any farm installation like this where there is so many heads kept inside, you know, even though there is a lot of ventilation, there's always this strong scent of ammonia in the stable or in the barn. And as soon as we finish doing the harmonization, and there was a premiere here in Quebec on the farming side, within half an hour, the strength or the force of this ammoniac scent went down to a half, even more. And of course, when we tested the heads or the cows, it was a check with the Bedore test before and the check after. And before, evidently, it's just like if we were holding a cell when we were touching a cow's head. It needs two people, and one of them is evaluating, and the other one is putting his hand on the cow. And as soon as we finish installing the harmonics and this barn, a huge barn, 300 feet wide by 600 feet long, you know, with a milk parlor, you know, with a rotary milk parlor. And this is an observation we made after when we did harmonize we were holding strong with our hand on the cow, just like if we had a biobalancer in our cell phone, no mobile phone. One thing I noticed, because we were there at the milking time in the afternoon, 1 o'clock, and I'm from this environment of dairy cows myself, and we know when a cow doesn't feel good, you know, like her head is down, and just the look of her eyes, no vitality. And I was noticing this when they were milking the afternoon cows. Also, what I noticed is, it's just like they have to jump onto this carousel like through a funneling type of a corridor, and they have to be pushed by a bar in a way so that they do jump on the carousel, and they didn't want to jump because they felt probably an electromagnetic field around that metal piece that is fully equipped with electricity too, you know. And in the afternoon, they had to go in, being forced by a bar. Eh? As for the evening, when we finished harmonizing, all of a sudden the cows did not need to be pushed. They actually voluntarily walked onto the carousel to be milked. And the other thing I noticed, and when they were coming out of the carousel, they look good because normally in the afternoon, what I noticed, what I observed, is the cows' heads were down, and they just like somebody that don't feel good, you know, like heads down, you know, and you know what I mean. After we harmonized, the cows were, they became curious all of a sudden, like they were trying to look into the office where we were, you know. It is a sign that the load was off their back, you know. And we replayed this the year after, harmonizing, and the same scenario happened. The smell was strong of ammoniac. And then after we finished harmonizing, the strong was decreased by more than half, and the cows restored their strength when we were better testing them. So I know it's for a fact that when we do all these tests, and it's always 100% significant that this nano-frequency technology of Dr. Lally works very well, because on the stocks or on the cows, there is no placebo effect, you know. It is what it is, eh? So that's my story about the farm we did in Quebec, Canada, a couple of years ago.
Thank you, Mario. Is Len on the line by chance? Oh, I guess he didn't make it. Lynn has had some incredible experiences recently. A couple of them have not been communicated on this program, but he's got another client who is diabetic. His diabetes was not out of control, but his blood sugar level was quite high. And so this client started to wear a flat battery, but at the same time, Len also put in EMF filters in a very large house. And believe it or not, the diabetic client started to sleep quite well because of the EMF filters. His wife, who started to wear the flat battery, got rid of her excruciating back pain. And believe it or not, his diabetes came under control. His blood sugar level went down, hovering, I guess, around 6.0 or 6.5, down from just under 10. And this is so incredible because what it does, it shows how the flat battery will balance your body. And it's not as significant as another client of his who lost his both legs to diabetes. And he happened to be at a presentation that Dr. Lally was giving last August here in Montreal. And so Dr. Lally got to meet him. She was able to assess him and was totally taken back by the fact that he had no control whatsoever over his disease. He was taking 5 insulin shots per day, and his hands were shaking. He couldn't put his hand flat on a table. He had a cut on his left hand where the doctors were probably in about a month's time going to amputate the hand because That cut had been there for well over 3 years. Well, Len's got pictures where that cut on his hand that wouldn't heal for over 3 years healed in 5 days. And his blood sugar count, which was up at around 25, believe it or not, as of January of this year, it was, he was down to one insulin shot per day. So it proves that just by simply wearing a flat battery, how it will balance your body. And, you know, just an absolute remarkable recovery. Yeah, it's not going to bring back his two legs, but what it's doing is giving him his life back, because he can do things. He can do things without having to worry. Within the same week of wearing a flat battery, he was able to put his hand flat on the table. So all that thing, all these things that in a way we all take for granted, he had back. So it's a sort of thing that when you see cases where these people more or less have a life and less pain, less discomfort, less inconvenience, really, I don't know how anybody cannot be appreciative of this science that she has invented. Tomorrow I will be seeing my medical doctor, and, you know, when I saw him, two, 3 weeks ago, he couldn't believe the microsurge level in his office. It was around 1,200. And I showed him what we use as EMF filters, and he was so surprised at how effective it was. When we plugged in the filter and turned it on, it went down from 1,200 down to 33. And his first question to me was, can you come check my house? So tomorrow will be quite interesting, because from what I hear through the grapevine, this, and it's from a pharmacist, that this doctor prefers the natural process more so than pharmaceutical treatments only. And so if he's on the natural side, you can't get more natural than this science. But it's quite a technology. If any of you out there have not tried it, either you or some loved one or a friend has a health issue, don't be shy to try it. And the one thing that I always tell people, you have to experiment on your own body, because you never know what's going to happen. And I think Mario, he's got a client just north of Montreal that has tried everything else. It doesn't work. But her technology works. Mary, do you remember that client? Mario, are you there? Well, I guess he's gone. Anyhow, just to let you know,
he's there. Just that I was driving and I just didn't want to put too much emphasis on that. Yeah, you're talking about Melanie?
Yeah.
Yes, Melanie. She's been on. She's 35 years old. A beautiful lady. She's going to university for accounting, and she's got this problem with concentration. And she's one of these person that was raised on on Ritalin, you know, like for concentration. And lately we were having a workshop at Trois-Rivières, and she was present, and people were permitted to open up, you know, and tell stories about their own lives. And all of a sudden, Melanie wanted to speak about what happened to her since she's been harmonized with the Soli in her home, and particularly since she harmonized her glasses with two micro nano. At first, she thought that the medication that she's been taking for so many years was getting stronger and stronger, but she did not realize that it was the fact that lately, since she has been harmonized with the Soli, and particularly wearing this technology on her glasses, that made her feel like this. The medication was stronger. As a matter of fact, it was because natural concentration increased because of this nanotechnology. So she's one another example of people that are highly sensitive to electromagnetic environment as toxins, right? So that's Melanie's testimonial, and I was really, really impressed.
Is she the lady that has a son that...
Yeah, she has a son that has been... he's 30 years old, 13 years old, and he's been heavily handicapped since, and he has to be into a center especially for that. And she also, in this testimonial, said something, because this mother sees her son every Sunday for many hours at the institute, eh? And this son of hers never actually she could not get a straight look at him. You know, he could not focus with her eyesight, and she's noticed lately because this son's we've harmonized his room.
In other words, she could not have eye contact with her son.
And all of a sudden she now has a period, a noticeable period of eye contact with her son. Isn't that amazing?
And what's he got in his room?
Well, just a Soli. Because we could not put
incredible
anything else than a Soli because of being in an institute like this, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, really, when I see these things, you know, like, I really feel happy, you know. So that's for my testimonial.
Well, did you remember what direction the Soli was in the window? Was it north or south or east? Mario? I guess he's
just
gone.
Just stand by, Rod.
Pardon? Anyways,
okay, I'm back. I just had to put my son's car at the garage place, and I was talking to the owner. So good. I'm all yours.
Well, what direction is this? The Soli's in a window. What direction is that window?
It is a question I never asked. I would not know, but you know, like when somebody has a room in an institute like this, you cannot choose the room you're in. So I she put it in whatever room he has, but it's a good question I could ask.
Okay. Okay. Let's hope it's the north window. Because with the Soli, Dr. O'Lally tends to find new discoveries almost on a weekly basis. And definitely, she said from day one, the north was the best direction. I guess the east and south were definitely secondary. And the west, she did not like at all. So in the northern direction, and fortunately, the main windows in my home point north. So I've got solis in those windows, and I have felt the difference. And sitting in front of a soli sort of like rejuvenates your body, where, you know, if you're not in front of it, you feel the difference. So now what Dr. Lally is reporting is that even more than one soli is good. But where some incredible, and I wish you would come back and explain this, but apparently if you put a mirror on the north wall, on a north wall, and put a soli on that mirror, and Mario, maybe you understand it a bit better than I have, but it changes everything in a home. It changes everything in your physical appearance, like, you know, the youngness in your face, like, you know, if you're in your 60s, which is Dr. A, I mean, I remember.
What you talking my age for? Did you see me today? I'm 25 and holding.
Yeah, and that was just a few days ago that you turned 25, eh? Happy birthday, Dr. Lally.
Oh, thank
you. I'm glad
you're
back.
Yeah, well, I ran through because, you know, I told you we were listening in as we were running around doing this house. And I got to introduce you to the gentleman of this house. His name is Mr. Paul Watkins, who is one of my godchildren. I snatched him away from his parents when he was 8 years old, made him a co-host of my radio show here in Washington, D.C., and now he's grown up to be such a handsome young man, and he's, like, standing here with his mouth wide open listening to you guys. So everyone say hello to Mr. Watkins, and I want to let you tell his version, because he's known me for the last 50 years at least. Okay, and he's sitting here looking at me, wondering how I got to be 25 years old again. Hold on a second.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, happy to meet you.
Oh, wonderful to meet you. This is great. I'm just so excited about testimonies that I'm hearing and kind of listening in to you all talking. So I'm excited.
Great. You know what? Yes.
And the uniqueness is he's the fourth client to have the medical team. You know, Dr. Fonte, he's one of the fourth clients to have a medical doctor to come in out of his house in this new care model. And so Dr. Fontaine said, have you really known him 50 years? It's something about 50 years. But it really has been 50 years, hasn't it?
Not quite that long.
Okay.
Not quite 50 years.
Okay. Okay.
I've got a few more years to get there.
Okay. So, you were 9.
Well, I am 40.
Okay, so, yeah. Okay.
It's been 30 years.
It's been 30 years. Okay, let's get the numbers. See, y'all know I'm 61. I just had a birthday. I'm so excited with Soli that, you know, I'm in shock. When you wake up and your face is younger and younger and younger, you know, and you're at the gas station and all these young cuties want to hit on you and people want to call you a cougar, you know, because you got a mathematical equation. Everybody wants to get my formula. And I said, you know, y'all can't have my digits. I'm too old, number one, to be galloping up and down the street. But anyway, I've known this young man. I had to be 26. And you were 9,
yeah.
And he was my co-host on my radio show.
Yeah.
Now he is into housing, and we're showing him this wave. And you heard what the doctors testified, that medicine, this is an amazing tool. These are amazing skills that we are developing, borrowing from the Canadians and from the Germans and from the Russians. And I know that probably doesn't sound too good there, but and from the Chinese and the Japanese. They've already been monitoring indoor environments. They've already been putting in retrofitting environments for health and safety. But we have made it so simple. This system is so simple, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. You put it in and how it just bounces out the house, bounces out the energy in the house. So it's just fun. I mean, everybody looks so strong and confident and contained. Did you notice, what did you notice with your children? Because we've been doing you in phases, and now we're to the last phase. But when did you notice anything about with them?
As you said, the peace, the flow, the energy flow in
mm-hmm.
the home, I mean, you can see that right away.
Yes.
You know, you can tell that. In fact, when we initially put the on the water tanks
mm-hmm.
to I'm going to say it wrong, but to do the water.
Mm-hmm.
Energize the water. There you go. I asked the kids, I said, do you all feel good? How do you feel, you know, after coming out of the showers? And they were like, yeah, it feels good, yeah. So that's exciting. Obviously, the work that I do in housing and as a HUD consultant, I mean, that's when you start talking about energy,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that is the number one subtopic of conversation in housing. How can we get down energy costs? And so to hear about reducing energy consumption and the bills that come with that,
wow.
I mean, you have to know that will change. It's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
Game changer.
Yes.
And especially when you talk about subsidized housing, which is what I work in, affordable housing. I mean, everywhere you can save money, that's money you can put towards new housing,
yes,
other programs and so forth to really impact people's lives. And so
it's amazing.
Yeah, we're talking billions.
Billions of savings.
Not only dollars,
mm-hmm.
but millions of households.
Yes.
So, and then all the other residual effects that
mm-hmm.
it has in terms of health quality. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, these are cutting-edge things that are very prime right now
mm-hmm.
as relates to housing, and especially, obviously, in my field of affordable housing, and then the healthy homes initiatives that, you know, have been around for years now.
Yes.
These are the kinds of things that will really
yes.
make
yes.
in a major way.
In a major way. And what it's doing for farms and plants, it's just incredible that I mean, we went into a house yesterday to change the 2x2s. The woman's house was a rainforest. The plants were jungles. I mean, they were like up 10 feet ceilings. And I'm like, wow. And this was a lady that couldn't even organize her house. We went into her organizing. I mean, it was just miraculous. I'm like, is your name such and such and such and such? Is this the house that we had to walk on 2 feet of newspapers to even get in the bedroom? And now everything is immaculate. And she brought a designer in and redid her house. I mean, it's just incredible. People's sense of organization. And they heard a testimony, Dr. Fontaine, tell them about the lady that had the blood disorder that had a hysterectomy. I'm going to let you tell the story because you're a medical doctor.
Well, I can't think I can come here. But you've seen her before. But when this person first put the technology in her house, she had had a hysterectomy, and she kept losing blood, but they couldn't find the source of where she was losing blood. And she got so weak, she said she couldn't concentrate, she couldn't think, she couldn't process information. And she's a very articulate, thoughtful person who, you know, is able to take information and really and use it. And she couldn't do that anymore. She couldn't process information. People were taking advantage of her. She couldn't do math. She said she couldn't do 2 + 3 = 5. She said she couldn't get the answer. If you said to her 2 + 3, she couldn't answer you. That's that. And so the technology, she said, was put in her house. Oh, she was also very weak.
Yeah.
She said the only thing she could do was go from the couch to the bed, to the bed, to the couch. All day long and crawl sometimes. Yeah. And then, you know, after the technology, it took 3 or 4 months, but it was put on her shower, on her windows, in her kitchen. And with that technology, she said in 4 months she was back.
And her blood stabilized.
Yeah, and her blood stabilized. Yeah, she no longer had anemia. She was no longer losing blood. It was a wonderful testimony. And she was 70-something, and she looked younger than 50.
She looked like she was 45.
Yeah, she did.
It was amazing, her story. And she told me, she said, Dr. Lally, when we first did her house, she said, I feel so good in a month. She said, I feel so good. She had the most incredible rocking chair in her house. And when we finished the installation, I said, you might as well just rock here for about 30 minutes. I said, this chair feels so amazing. She said, well, Dr. Lally, she said, if I die, I want you to know I put you in my will. You have to contact my family to get that rocking chair. I told all of them, the chair belongs to Dr. A. If you take the chair, I'm going to come back and haunt you. So I want you to know I feel so humbled and grateful that I have the most beautiful rocking chair. When we went to do her annual check, she said, you can come get this rocking chair anytime you want. So I might get it, Paul, and put it right down here. So I can come in here and put it. See, this is my god nephew. His uncle and I went to college together, and I used to date his god uncle. You know, this gentleman that was way in Ohio. And so I've been in his family longer than he has, okay? I was there. They adopted me in Washington, D.C. That's how I got to D.C., coming out to see his uncle, the Right Reverend, the Honorable William Bennett, pastor of Good Success Church, International Church. You know, his uncle is such a dynamic man. Matter of fact, we give a shout-out to him way in Canada. We're talking about your uncle way down here in the United States. And so I want to thank everybody for being on the show tonight. We brought you live in the middle of an audit of a house with the first medical team that's auditing for research, with this gentleman who's making it happen, low-income housing. And I'm excited to have him on the advisory because we got PowerPoints and everything for you now. Mm-hmm. We got data. We got research for you. We have the Canadian team. I'm excited to bring these gentlemen down here, what they're doing with lakes and farms and waterways will blow you out. Mm-hmm. It'll blow you out of Washington, D.C. So we don't want to do that right now. There's too many people on the highway. Mm-hmm. We got to keep you here, keep yourself. And something else happened in the training. I had no idea that paramedics are getting bachelor's degrees, and there's a new career emerging in paramedics called the community paramedic. And so we have a paramedic who was the first to graduate from the University of District of Columbia, who is also auditing the class and getting her certification and evaluating it for fitting in her skill sets and in her profession. And I'm so excited about this. Doreen, you have to tell them about your convictions, about what you learned, and how you see it's already enhanced your ability to assess a client in a community health or home-based situation. This is Ms. Doreen.
Okay, well, I'll tell you about something that happened just as early as today. Okay, so I actually had a patient that I had, was going back home, and she was between 25 and 30, and her grandmother is the one that's actually taking care of her. She has multiple sclerosis. She was contracted, and she has dementia. So as we took her to the apartment, I looked around, and I saw the dishes that were outside, and I saw the meters that were outside. I don't know if they had smart meters on them, but I saw the meters outside. And then I also asked her, was her granddaughter always like this? She said, no, this happened 3 years ago.
Wow.
I said, so 3 years ago she was absolutely fine? She said, yes. I said, well, is there anyone else around here that you have noticed? Because now I'm looking around, and I must have spotted maybe like at least 10 of those dishes outside the the satellite dishes. And so I talked to her, and she definitely was interested in being able to get a house tested.
Mm-hmm.
And I was excited. I told Dr. Lally about it because I felt convicted that she is an individual that's a prime example of what has been going on. And when I walked in the house, I lost some energy walking in there.
Wow.
I really felt it. My partner that I was working, he was looking at me like, because I was serious. And the grandmother was like, well, no, no one knows what happened. The doctors can't tell her anything.
No.
They don't know what happened. They're treating her and the whole nine yards. And so she's on the list of getting this investigated. So she's going to be part of our research. The grandmother agreed. So, you know, Dr. Fontaine and Dr. Yarbrough, you know, we're going to get this thing going.
And you have one more testimony. During class, the doctors and all the participants learned how to put EGBs, eyeglass balancers, on their glasses. And I just want you, I mean, it was like instant. Miss Doreen was like, what? What? I can see. Just tell them a little bit about your eyeglass testimony after you learn how to retrofit. She's got a new nano series on her.
So right now, I have the new nano series on my eyes, and I didn't talk about it because I didn't know if I could talk about it yet. But yeah, so the thing of it is that when Dr. Lally put one on, I was like, whoa, instantaneously, and I mean that because she put on the left eye first, and then we asked the question of, okay, do you need two? So she put the second one on. And, I mean, it was like the right eye sort of had like a – it was like a cloud over it. And when she put the other one on, I said, this is crazy. I could – you know how you take Windex and you clean your window? That's how I felt. That's how I felt. Absolutely just incredible, incredible. And I didn't talk about it because I didn't know that I could. But since Dr. Ollie said I could, I can talk about it. But, yes. Absolutely, it's just phenomenal. So I'm excited about this because even the truth be told, as a paramedic and going to people's homes, now I feel like I could do something even more because you see what's going on in there and take it to the next level. I'm excited.
And that's the word to end on. Together, we're going to take this to the next level. I want to thank everybody for being on the show tonight, to our engineer, Mr. Nathan on the spot, man of God, you are my hero. You are the archangel of the nation. And we appreciate you bringing this show together all week for 2 years. And to the host of the show, Ms. Ida Moore from South Carolina, I want you to know I was down there on the South Carolina border and had some juice was made out of peaches. They said it was simply peach juice, wasn't nothing in that juice but peaches. And I drank a glass for you, Ida, because I don't believe, I said, if these peaches is this good down here, I don't blame you for not leaving. I don't blame you for going to Georgia and having to come right back to South Carolina, because I'm telling you, girl, that peach juice was delicious. And so I'm just so grateful for my Canadian family, for my family at Columbia University, for my family in Los Angeles, my family in the ATL. I hooked up with the developer that was on the show 2 weeks ago. He blew everyone away and got 3 housing installations waiting to be done. We sold 26 nanos in a record 15 minutes. So when I tell you bring the group together, do the demonstration, they were blown totally away when we showed them how to balance water with their cell phone and a nano. And literally in 15 minutes, 26 units was sold. We sold out. And so it's just wonderful. Having said all that, I love and appreciate all of you. I celebrate you. And I ask God's choice blessings on your life. We got work to do. Speak the word of God and let's go forth as angels in the world. And let's save lives together. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
That's my whole thing. Isn't that something? I never seen it.
I really do feel